But today we're going to talk about the 2024 Locksmith Pro Expo. I'm sitting down with Wayne Winton. We're going to go over his couple of classes that he's going to be offering over the couple of days that it's going on from April 30th until May 3rd are the days that we're going to be covering. That's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and a Friday. Wayne, how you doing today, man?
Doing amazing. Doing really good. How about you?
Doing good. It's a great day to talk about the Locksmith Pro Expo. I'm happy to have you back in this space. What classes are you going to be offering here at the Locksmith Expo? Are you looking forward to getting this thing together, teaching some people some cool stuff?
Absolutely. I enjoy teaching. It's really one of my passions, and I'm really glad that I'm at a point in my career where I can start giving back and paying back to an industry that has been so kind and so good to me. So I feel it's my duty to pass this information on, and we're going to be teaching home safe opening. This is a great way for guys that, you know, they're not safe guys. We don't do safes. To kind of dip a toe and to kind of start seeing how that logic comes into play. We're going to have some safes there, so it'll actually be kind of a little bit of a hands-on class. And then I'll have a lot of 4K footage of stuff that, you know, just big monster safes that we can't bring into the studio, but really clean footage on that to be able to see and start thinking like a safe technician. How can I defeat this container without destroying it? I really want to get across the main points of you should, like a safe technician, a professional, should be able to open that container with no holes at all, or maybe just one small little quarter inch hole to open that container for people instead of trying to pry things open or use giant hole saws and destroy the container. I really want to bring that professionalism back to the industry and help spread that knowledge for day one for the home safe opening course.
That's very cool. So the main point would be to learn how to get into the safes without ruining them, without costing the owner extra money or having to replace them, that kind of thing, as well as how to not have to look ridiculous or not do it correctly in the meantime. What kind of basic points do you feel like people miss when they're doing these kind of things that they're definitely going to get when they come to see your class?
Well, a lot of times if you go on a lot of the groups or you got to go to these online communities, you'll see people that have just taken a crowbar and pried the safe open or done something really destructive like that. And my point is they could have hired a handyman to do that. They could have hired, you know, these are burglary tools that we're using. Why are professionals using burglary tools? Right. To open up a container when we can do that professionally. So it's really all about container identification, having a database so you know what's going on inside that container. You have a mechanical map of how that container works. And then executing a plan, knowing where to drill or where to poke or where to bump or where to, you know, what to do with that particular container, because each different manufacturer has a different opening procedure. Cool. So when you put all of that information together, you can walk in, open that container up in sometimes seconds, sometimes minutes, and it really looks like you just perform some locksmith magic right in front of them, and the customer's eyes get about this big, and then when you hand them a fairly large invoice, they're really happy to pay it, as opposed to cutting a container in half. I've seen people use a saw to cut a container in half. This is highly unprofessional. And then what's the customer left with? Their container ruined, possibly the contents inside ruined. You could imagine using a saw and there being right. A Rolex watch or something in there.
Yeah, shooting sparks down.
Right. It's just not a very professional way. And that's what I want to bring back to it. I want to make sure that people are opening things professionally out there.
Right. Safe opening and how to do it correctly as a professional. This is going to be really cool. I'm happy to hear that you're going to be teaching that. I went to your last class and I saw a lot of things that I didn't know were possible and a lot of techniques that I didn't know that people could actually use to get into these incredible, incredible safes. So it's going to be cool to see you doing this again. Any specifics on what type of safes you're going to be bringing in with you?
It's up to UHS, actually. They're providing them. So probably just some common stuff that you're going to see on Amazon or at your big box store.
All right, we'll bring some good stuff. I'm going to talk to the people in head and make sure we got pretty good safes for you guys to work on. Last time we had a really good, what was that big safe? I can't remember what it was, but it was pretty good. It was like a gun safe.
I believe there was a firefighter and there was a sentry safe in there.
Yeah, the sentry safe was really good. That was pretty cool. Are you going to be covering scoping or any of that kind of stuff as well?
We'll go over it, yeah. That's going to be a little bit more on the advanced side, but we'll be going over some basic tooling, some basic drills, drill bits. Inspection cameras are really common these days. They're inexpensive compared to like medical grade scopes, and I kind of show the difference. So we can show people the investment that's going to be required to take this on.
and also the options they have available to them from the beginning versus when it gets more expensive and difficult to do. I understand. It's very cool.
It's all the stuff that I wish that somebody had pre-packaged and bundled for me when I started, because it would have saved me thousands of hours and thousands of dollars in investment.
Right. Being told what not to do and how to do it correct the first time would probably save you a lot of time instead of having to do it yourself, which is why we have you, Wayne. So thank you for all that time, man. I guess within this, the class is going to be from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You're going to have lunch included, and everybody should therefore be excited to come through. Your second class, one you're going to be holding on May 1st. Yeah. This is going to be once again in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We're having the Locksmith Pro Expo. On May 1st, you're going to be covering storefront and hollow metal door servicing for beginners, as well as an advanced class. 8 to 12 is for beginners, and 1 to 5 is the advanced version. How would you like to go over and explain how this is going to work?
Really, I mean, I think people, if you're going to sign up for the class, take both halves of it, because we did kind of break it up into beginner and advanced just to give people some flexibility. But really, going through the whole thing is really going to be to your advantage, because in the beginning, we're going to go over components of a door. If you don't know the names and parts of each component on that door, such as a door closer, different versions of that, the strike, kick plates, different things like that, then you're not going to know what to do in the advanced class as far as which hardware actually goes on those different applications.
Okay.
You're going to need to know what fire doors look like, how to identify a fire door. We teach all of this in that beginner's portion of the class.
Okay, cool. And then when it comes to the overall idea of how this will go about, you guys are going to do it hands-on. They're going to be actually working with these pieces and figuring this out, or is that going to be happening in the advanced part as well? Or
I don't know what we have decided for that yet. I am going to try and bring some demo blocks to at least have something so that students can be able to have something in hands-on. I don't know if we're going to get our half door or not. We're going to try and get a half door there where we can, take some hinges on, put a continuous hinge on, do a couple different things like that. So people, I'm going to try and give the most hands-on experience that I can possibly give while traveling to a new location that we haven't been to.
Okay, but yeah, I'm looking forward to this. I've never been to Wisconsin. I hope to make a showing there and show up and see you guys, because it's going to be really cool.
Yeah, Wisconsin's really cool. I believe an Aloha event was held there one time. We went out and went out with a bunch of people and, tried the food, the cheese, all the beer, all the good stuff that you can only do there. Really fun to do locally.
That's really, really cool. Yeah, I look forward to going there, staying, hanging out, and checking out the area. I'm going to be there with you guys for sure on Tuesday through Friday, I'm pretty sure. So it should be a pretty fun time. Are you going to be there for the last day as well, or are you just going to come in for the trainings?
I don't know if that's decided yet either. Again, there's still quite a few moving parts. I will definitely try to make that happen. If personal things don't bring me home that day, we'll definitely try and be there for the remainder part of the show as well.
Okay, cool. All right. And all these classes I'm seeing here on our website for the Locksmith Pro Expo. Once again, that's locksmithproexpo.com. You can go there and register for the classes. We have all the information for the pricing. You can purchase everything there, as well as get information for travel, as well as information on the hotel, where to stay. It looks like it's the Hyatt Regency in Milwaukee, 333 West Kilbourne Avenue. That's Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53203. And we have lots of information about what you can do and where to go, what's going to be going on at, once again, locksmithproexpo.com.
Make sure you sign up early, because those classes sold out very quickly last time. So there's a limited amount of space, and they fill up very, very quickly.
All right. So sign up early, get in the classes, get yourself a hotel room. We'll see you guys there. Peace out. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your day, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks. Have a good one.
All right. Great stuff.